After the political bombshell no one saw coming, Gladys Berejiklian is this morning digging in as the New South Wales Premier. Her hold on power has been shaken after revelations at an anti-corruption inquiry that she had a secret personal relationship with a disgraced former Liberal MP, Darryl Maguire, who was forced to resign 2 years ago amid a separate corruption scandal. The Premier calls it a stuff-up in her personal life and insists she hasn't considered resigning because she's done nothing wrong. Annie Guest reports.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is full of regrets.
Had I known then what I know now, of course I would have had nothing to do with him, but I did not know the extent of what he was alleged to have done.
But her defence that poor personal judgment explains why she continued a relationship with disgraced Liberal MP Darryl Maguire, even after he was forced to quit Parliament in 2018, doesn't stack up for barrister Geoffrey Watson, now the director of the Centre for Public Integrity. He's a former counsel assisting for the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
Well, absolutely not, I'm afraid. The fact is that, as best I'm able to tell from the evidence so far, unfortunately the Premier seems to have deliberately tried to turn a blind eye to some problematical statements made by Mr. Maguire. I just don't think that you can do that. You cannot brush it aside.
The ICAC is investigating further allegations Darryl Maguire misused his position as an MP to improperly gain a benefit for himself. Gladys Berejiklian says she asked him not to tell her about his business dealings.
Well, for what might have been good personal reasons, the Premier wasn't listening to what seemed to be inappropriate information.
Gladys Berejiklian knew enough to ensure that he left politics in 2018 over the property deal. Given that, was that enough to sever ties?
I just can't imagine, after coming into knowledge of Mr. Maguire's activities at an earlier time, that it was the right position for our Premier to take to remain in a relationship with the fellow, which seems to be a matter where he took advantage of the Premier. But that's always going to happen if you're dealing with people with inappropriate motives.
The New South Wales opposition is calling for the Premier's resignation and will move a motion of no confidence against her in Parliament. Dr. Mark Rolfe is a political analyst from the University of New South Wales.
Look, I think at this stage, until there's further information from ICAC over the next week or so, you know, we can take her at her word and keep an open mind about it.
What does this say about her, that she continued some sort of relationship supporting him when she knew enough in 2018 to force him out of Parliament?
Bad personal judgment, some bad political judgment as well. Whether it's corruption, I think we'll have to wait and see.
How tenuous do you think her hold on party leadership will be?
If you're asking whether there's going to be civil war within the Liberal Party over this, I don't think so at this stage. They don't want to appear like the Labor Party before 2011, with a revolving door of premiers and the stench of something actually going on.
And for now, senior New South Wales government ministers are publicly showing their support for the Premier to remain in the top job.
Annie Guest reporting.